This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Thursday edition of the program. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Houston Kress. We got Davey Hudson. We got freshly waxed legs of Adam Hickman.
Very patchy.
Did you get that wax off of there?
I did.
Yeah?
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good for you, man.
Somebody put something on Twitter.
That's usually what you do.
That we might have missed yesterday, Kress.
What's that?
Well, remember how the instruction said just...
Uh-oh.
Basically rub on the, you know, the strip?
Yeah.
And then peel off the strip?
Yeah.
And that's how easy it is. Mm-hmm. But then it said, read the instructions.
Well, he said he did. Hickman said, I read the instructions. Is this what it said to do?
Well, somebody said, you didn't warm it up with your hands.
That's why I kept telling you to rub it flat with your hand.
Dude, I did. Some of them.
Dude, I did. What?
I wonder if you are maybe even a little before, like, rub it. And then on the leg. That would make more sense why he had wax residue.
Yeah.
Cold, hard wax residue being left, sometimes stuck to his skin, sometimes stuck in his hair that was remaining.
I blame Hickman.
Applicator error.
He purchased it. He should have read the directions.
Patchy.
I put a lot of fault into the product I bought.
See, this is the
problem.
You asked
the girl. I'm
you
at least asked.
You're half bleeping the punishments. You don't know how to work a balloon. You couldn't peel strips yesterday.
That's true.
At least you could stand there and get pelted with ping pong balls. You got to take it seriously, man. Otherwise, you're going to keep losing. You got to respect the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least I was man enough to do the leg waxing.
Oh,
you had a choice and chose it. I'll give that to you, but you half bleeped it again. You're not giving 100% effort to your punishments, and it's costing you. It's causing wax residue to be left on your leg. It's causing you to have to not finish one punishment and take on another. I need some dedication to the game.
Get to draw another helmet tomorrow. Hope you're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Eh.
I mean, I've had the Gators 2 weeks, or 2 out of 3 weeks, so we'll see.
Pick it up. Let's get some hustle out here, you know? Man.
Houston, something great happened last night.
What's that?
Well, Jamie Chadwell lost.
I don't know how that's great, buddy.
Buddy, that means he ain't going to LSU, USC. What's the other one?
Florida,
yep.
Yeah.
We're good. We're just...
I don't know, man. I don't know if I...
Checker.
I don't know if I want a guy who can't beat App State. I mean, even Butch Jones could beat App State.
Ah. It's just smart. He's just laying in wait.
Yeah. Losing. Smart.
Yep. I mean, his guys were almost so good. They got up 14-0. It was like, whoa, fellas. Whoa. We got to get some more penalties here. We got to...
No.
Make sure... I mean, did you see the end of the game? They were trying to let App State score. Trying to let them get in the end zone. They wouldn't even take the bait.
I did not see the end of the game.
That legitimately happened, actually. It was funny because App State didn't want to score because it was a tie game, and they were just going to kick a field goal to win. And so you had a play where the running back for App State is like kind of coming around the right edge, and the Coastal Carolina guys are like kind of faking like they're going to try and tackle him, and he's kind of like slowing down. It was really odd. It's very Pro Bowl-esque,
yep.
If you know what I mean. And then finally he just took a knee, like the 3-yard line or something.
You call this a good thing. You know we're going to have to listen to those dolts at 3 o'clock. Just, Chadwell lost.
It's fine, man. Let him have his one victory lap in basically the last 2 years. It's one of those things to where if we were to do that for P.J. Fleck, my God.
Oh, I know. He's the one that lost to Bowling Green, right?
The 30-point favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different. This was... The FBI before last week said App State was going to beat Coastal Carolina.
Well, they weren't supposed to lose last night, though. Let's not be those guys.
They weren't. Yeah, I mean, they were favored because they've been so good this year.
Hello? What did you just do? What, you just turning my mic off and on whenever you feel like it? Is that it?
Yeah, because
it's fine, dude. No one hears
that. No one hears that but us. Just relax. It's fine. It's just a slight hum.
I'm glad that you have...
But you guys were talking about yesterday about how, no one else hears this buzz. I actually went back and listened to the podcast for that part. Since the podcast comes through, they heard that. So.
Yeah, well, it went away. It's fine.
They can't hear this one.
I can, and as I've always said, I'm the most important person.
I don't doubt that you said that. The only person to ever say that.
They didn't play well after they got up 14-0.
They started getting those stupid penalties.
Yeah.
Did you see what... How about you just turn your mic off? Really? How about that? Would that be fine?
No.
Take your headset, just put it to the side. I'll just signal you when you need to do something.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, then do it. Take your headset off, turn your mic off. Why don't you just disappear? It'll be fine.
They couldn't run the ball. That was the main problem.
No, that App State defense is pretty good. But no, they got the big lead. They got a little... I don't think I can say that word. Overconfident. And they started getting some dumb penalties. Chadwell even said it.
Chase Bryce got hot. Former Clemson quarterback.
Cheaters.
Threw for 347.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't.
How many places has he been a former quarterback?
I thought you were turning that junk off. What are you doing?
I took off the headphones.
Okay, well, then if you're going to talk, then put them on because you're talking to the side of the mic and no one can hear what you're saying.
Maybe three. Clemson, Duke.
Is it West Virginia, too?
I don't think so.
No. Maybe Syracuse.
I don't know.
You could look these things up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm going to have to do if you want me to answer that question.
Couldn't cover the deep ball, man. They dropped the first few.
Sutton ate them up.
Very sad.
Malik Williams, 10 catches, 206, and a touchdown. Sutton, 6 for 113 and a touchdown.
Yeah, the Williams kid is who I was thinking of. You kept saying Sutton, and I'm like, I think the other
guy
was...
the other one. Yeah.
Not the best one.
Sutton.
Williams.
Sutton had the dreads, so I thought, you know, maybe you liked him.
Well, there are rules here. That it? That all we got? There's our show. All right.
Well, I don't know. There was Vol calls last night. Did you
no.
happen to tune in?
No. Are you kidding? No.
What?
Did you? Did anyone? Does anyone? No.
I mean, I think the lead story is that Pat Forty came on State Run and...
That's the lead story?
I don't know. But
we're going to go with the lead story is the other station in town having some internal beef. Really?
That was the joke. No, I don't even know what happened from that, but...
Nothing.
It was very odd. It's very odd for somebody to say you're banned from a station and then the station to have that person on like that week. I thought it would at least take a while.
No, it was the next day. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you're banned from the show, but be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very strange.
Some people just don't play team ball.
I guess,
you know?
Not. I don't know. It's very weird.
Some people don't care about the good of the team.
Heupel said every game's a big game this season.
Oh. we're 14 minutes into the show and we're
on. What do you want to talk about? Don't just poop on the whole show. You know you do the show.
Reading the Heupel quotes from the. I mean, look, I like the guy, but come on. Come on.
You want some defensive pro football focus?
No, God, no. No, I don't want that. No.
That'll be really exciting.
No, I don't want that. I'm telling you I don't want that. Don't
okay.
do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
You want a depot? I mean, you need a depot right now?
That was funny. No.
Okay.
So Chase Bryce just went from Clemson to Duke to Appalachian State, but he was from Grayson High School in Georgia. Loganville, Georgia.
I was right, basically. That's what you're saying.
Thank you for all that. That's fantastic.
Guy's a national champion. 2018.
He does have a ring. I don't know. Does Dabo give everybody rings?
I'm sure he does.
Even if you don't play?
Why wouldn't you? That's kind of rude.
Well, didn't he give Kelly Bryant one, right, because he left?
Well, he left.
Yeah, but he was on the team.
Yeah, but this kid.
Yeah, but he finished the year. This guy was like, you know. In the
Who played more that year?
Well, he.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Ran scout team nobody or games. I don't know.
What'd you say?
The nobody games. Might have got some play there.
Hmm. Why don't you look that up? You can, right?
I don't really care that much.
So you don't know, and you don't care to look. Great. Fantastic.
I feel like you're just hating on the show this morning. Like just...
You chose violence yesterday. You're choosing violence again. It's just a bad look.
How did I choose violence yesterday?
You were going at everybody yesterday.
I ate pickles
about?
Yesterday. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, I'm not taking credit. I'm not saying I did something amazing. You wax like... A square inch of your leg. What do you want, like a cookie?
Maybe.
You didn't even heat the wax up right. You didn't read the directions. I think I sat here and told you three times to read the directions.
He didn't. He told you. Read the directions.
To be fair, I don't think it ever said warm up on the box.
Didn't? Well, did you read the paper? There was a paper.
You got the box with you? Did you throw that away? Why don't you go dig that out of the trash? We'll take a look at it.
Trash.
All right.
You want to break down the opening night of the NBA? Or, I don't know.
Nate, that's not even funny, man.
Yes, it is.
Like, some of these are funny. Like, that's not even funny.
Preview Suns Lakers tomorrow at 10 on ESPN.
Braves won.
Yeah, your Braves. Man.
One game away.
Yeah.
From, you know, beating the Dodgers.
Right.
From advancing.
Yeah, being the World Series.
That's a big one.
Could be your Braves versus Hickman's Red Sox, but the Red Sox are a game behind.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
They'll be fine.
Astros.
Who you got on the mound tonight?
Cheating their ass off again.
Yeah, Hickman.
Sale.
Oh, okay.
Vivaldi.
Vivaldi?
He studied the roster.
Vivaldi.
I gave him a hard time.
What? The classical composer, Vivaldi?
They lost 9-1 last night.
What's funny is they don't even play tonight, Hickman.
Yeah, well.
Travel day.
Yeah. Back to Boston, I guess.
No, they're going to Houston.
Oh. Over the Houston.
What time's the Braves game, Davey?
They will be having first pitch at 8:08 again.
8:08.
So what I've learned is the 8:08, like, you know how they do that for March Madness and everything? That's pretty much just like a TBS thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. TBS, TNT. I mean, that's all Turner Sports.
Okay.
What's that, so they can get a few extra commercials in there or something like that?
I don't know. Maybe they just feel like this is going to be their thing. I say that, but then I look, and the Fox Sports 1 game is what it says the Red Sox Astros is on. Surely that's just going to be on Fox, right?
No. It was on FS1 last night.
Well, that one's also 808, so maybe.
Yeah, you're wrong again.
Well, no, so, Turner always does it.
Okay.
But
I feel like most baseball games have a weird start time like that.
Because even the even NBA the games, they'll say it's 7:30, but it always, they'll like have that tip. They'll make sure to bring like Shaq and Chuck in. And
Eddie Rosario didn't hit for the cycle because he hit two home runs.
Yep.
Instead of.
What did he leave out, a triple?
Double.
A double.
Mm.
Yeah, he was hoping to hit the fence.
What do you think he would have rather done? Like two home runs?
Two home runs.
No, I mean, he actually said he wanted the cycle after the game. They asked him.
Really?
Yeah, it was so, I mean, at that point it was pretty much out of hand. I mean, the final score was 9-2.
I mean, they blew a 5-2 lead. That was what the score was going into the inning. But, okay. That seems kind of weird. I would pick the thing that scores the most runs.
The dude's got a translator, so I can't read into whether that he was being sarcastic or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. Does sarcasm transfer over easily when translating? Because typically
it can, depends on the translator.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The translator would know, you know, on one side of it if it's sarcasm or not. But how, you know, are they at liberty? What if it's not sarcasm and he makes it sound like sarcasm? You could just get all kinds of confused in that situation.
It's true.
That's why I speak American. And petit français. Très petit français.
Was that a little French?
Very little French.
Hey,
très petit
I was
français.
Speaking any French. That's pretty good.
Like I said, like second that, best.
Like that's the easiest phrase.
Well,
to guess on
Donnie her. And I speak a little Italian. Like I said, third best. Just keep your mouth shut. Buongiorno.
Gonna break down Tulane and SMU tonight.
Corlami,
big one. Big
that
game.
Is a big game. Brady Quinn on two pros and a cup of Joe, which is still the weirdest name for a sports show I think I've ever heard. Yeah. And I like those guys. Why not just two pros and a Joe? Why'd it have to be a cup of Joe? Because it's the morning show. It's just confusing. He says take the over in
the
Tulane SMU says take the over and buy a steak dinner.
Okay.
And if there's one thing Brady Quinn knows.
Is it?
I don't know. But he felt pretty confident.
Whole other show about gambling. I don't know. Let's see what those
I don't think
say.
He has it.
Yeah, we'll see what those guys say. RJ. And.
Well, based on some of the things I've heard on the show, Brady Quinn kind of sounds like a degenerate gambler.
Oh, okay.
And Jonas Knox proudly admits to being a degenerate gambler.
Mm. Doesn't Jonas live in Vegas?
I think he lives in L.A. He does the Straight Out of Vegas show sometimes with RJ Bell. But no, I think it's LA. In fact, I know it's LA. That's only 3 hours. Probably commutes. Short little weekend trip.
Yeah.
Be like us going to Nashville, you know? Just. Never been to Vegas. You ever been to Vegas?
I have not been to Vegas.
You haven't been to Vegas either?
No, you've never been to Vegas.
Never been to Vegas.
I was the only person that's never been to Vegas.
I thought I was the only person that's never been to Vegas.
My wife's even been to Vegas. I haven't been to Vegas.
Your wife's been to Vegas, yeah. And you haven't been to Vegas?
She's been a couple times.
Was this before she met you?
Once before, once after.
Oh, buddy.
Well, once wasn't really Vegas. The one after.
What does that mean? Yeah, she went to Vegas. Well, it wasn't really Vegas. She go to Reno?
Well, it was for a wedding.
She went to a wedding in Vegas, and you're saying that's not really Vegas?
Yeah, it was a Mormon wedding. I don't know where it was exactly.
It was in Utah. You've told me the story.
Well, yeah, typically. Did they land in Vegas and then drive?
I think it was in Vegas. It was just like this weird.
Is it the same one you said where she couldn't go into the temple?
Yeah, it was the Mormon temple.
It was a tiny little chapel on the side of the road with Eddie?
No, it was the
I made a great deal for you, Eddie.
That's like the main Mormon temple, I think.
The main Mormon. Well, hang on.
It's in Salt Lake City.
Well, there's one.
Yeah,
in
I was gonna say the main Mormon temple would not be in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Good point. No, but it was like a big. I don't know.
That would be like the biggest Tennessee's like licensed merchandise store being in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I don't know. I mean, look at this. That's a pretty big temple.
Are Mormons even allowed to walk through Las Vegas?
I don't know.
I mean, it's all sin.
My wife wasn't able to go in the inner part of the temple. She just had to wait on the outside.
Oh, there's levels? Like a bullseye? You can go in the outer ring, but rings...
Well, the Mormons believe there's seven levels of heaven.
So. But I'm asking about the temple. I know about that.
Yeah, you
I'm
can't just... go into the... You can't have full access...
Unless you're
you've
Mormon.
Been sealed in the temple and have your garments.
Sealed?
Yes. So both the people getting married had their, garments. And they were Yeah.
Sealed.
So only the people with garments could be in there. So my wife was sitting outside with
What do you think it looks like?
Grandmother of the...
What do you think it looks like in there? I think it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. See if there's any pictures on the website.
Yeah, see if anybody's got a cell phone shot of the inner seal level.
It's got great ratings on Google, 4.9 out of 5.
Yeah, but those are boosted. Like what? Most people can't go in, so they can't even properly rate it, and everyone who grades it would be Mormon, and so they'd say, yeah, it's the best temple of all time. 4.9? There's nothing that has a 4.9 out of 10 on or out of 5 on Google.
I mean,
not with over.
I don't know if the Mormons call them steeples, but I mean that's like 6 steeples on that Joker.
Yes, that was 6 in my quick count math.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, when are we going to Vegas?
I guess we need to plan a trip.
Yes. Let's go. Let's go fly into Vegas for the BYU game.
Now you're talking.
2 years from now. We got 2 years to plan it.
For the BYU game?
Actually, when I flew into Vegas, the lady next to me went to BYU, and she was flying in, or she was going to go fly into Vegas and then drive up. So basically the same thing you guys are talking about.
Wow.
That was...
Vegas is a hellhole. The city's
5 hours and 20 minutes.
The city's lost forever.
From Vegas to Provo.
But I've heard it's a beautiful drive through the mountains. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
These are things I've heard.
I felt really bad, too, because I was drunk getting
no
on the
one
plane.
No one cares!
And so then I had to keep getting up to go what use the restroom, and she had to get up every time. And I was just like, sorry, I gotta go take a leak again, you know?
Yeah, you're a jerk and inconsiderate to others. I'm
we
not
can
surprised.
We fly from Vegas to Provo for $39, according to that.
I thought I had an aisle seat.
So we'll just fly
That's
to Vegas,
a steal.
Hang out, fly to Provo.
Fly back?
Well, no, we'll just fly to Salt Lake all the way home.
All right, I have been to Salt Lake.
I've been
to the airport.
I've been to the airport.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
you come over to the Great Salt Lake, all the colors.
It was a blizzard when we flew in.
Oh, okay.
No. We flew out of San Diego. We'd been on the beach all that week, and then we fly into Salt Lake, and it's just it's pouring snow. Oh. It was pretty.
Came in there in October with the sun going down. It's gorgeous.
All the colors of the lake?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's all the salt flats around it.
Yeah, okay.
Around the water.
No, I didn't get to see that.
Oh man,
it was September. No,
May saw some pictures on my phone. I'll show them to you in the break.
I can't remember when I was there. It doesn't matter.
Airport's kind of banked into the mountains.
Yeah, it is banked into the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
A lot to get to today.
Made fun of for never going to Vegas, Tunner. Sorry.
Keep me out of this conversation.
Vegas for the opening weekend of March Madness? Pretty good idea.
I'm being told to get my bleep together and shape up.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Because I haven't been to Vegas? I don't know. I'll get some of that stuff squared away. We do have a lot to talk about. Nick Saban complimented our football team.
Kiss of death.
Yeah.
All phone calls are brought to you on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. And it's the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, G3 team can help you out and get you the money you deserve because you matter most. Let the Knoxville-based offices of G. Turner Howard III help you out. Go to g3helpme.com or call them at 865-401-8214. That's 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's g3helpme.com. g3helpme.com, proud sponsors of the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We go there now to Matt, who's on 3 Now. What's up, buddy?
Guys, this is 2 days in a row. I am thoroughly disappointed in both you and Houston that you guys have never been to Vegas. You're both above 30 years old, guys. Come on, man up here.
Jeez.
Just haven't been.
Have you been to Cherokee?
Yeah, several times.
All right, you got to crawl before you walk. You guys got to go out. I mean, I've been out there, five times?
Oh, man.
That doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count if you go with your wife? Is that what you just said?
No, that was more of a, let's go sightseeing and see the Hoover Dam and went to the big
my favorite
canyon.
Part.
The Grand Canyon?
The
Big Canyon?
There's that big canyon out there.
Well, I do think grand means big, so yeah, you're right, I guess.
Yeah, that was weird.
Look at this big hole. Oh, neat. A grand hole.
It wasn't that impressive. I don't know.
The Grand Canyon wasn't impressive. Maybe the first person ever to say the Grand Canyon, not that impressive.
I wanted to get back to the hookers and drink.
Hope she's not listening, bud.
Uh-huh.
No, she's not. she doesn't listen to this show.
He doesn't say I'm kidding. He just says, no, she's not listening.
No, it's fun. We do a golf trip there every year.
The golf out there is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll be honest with you guys. Once you're in Vegas and we don't leave it's the same thing as going to Cherokee. If you're going to be in the casino the whole time, which we do, there's not much of a difference really. They just got better restaurants and, other stuff, the Bunny Ranches and all that good stuff. So.
Cherokee didn't have like real table games till a few years ago, though.
That's
true. It's a little different.
Yeah, I know. Well, Cherokee, I'm telling you, Cherokee's got, I play craps. That's all I play. And Cherokee's, they've stepped up their game. They've got they have live craps now. And they also have they've got a big digital craps board that, like a buddy of mine, when we went last year to Vegas, he doesn't know how to play craps. So they got there's like a beginner's level craps game you can get on that's like all digital. And then they got a step up from that that's like real craps but digital. And then you move into like, big boy live craps. So fun stuff, guys. I like Vegas. The golf's out there pretty good. If you play, we play Rhodes Ranch. It's kind of like a hacker course, but it's nice still. Nicer than most courses around here.
Good to know.
Played a lot of craps in New Orleans one time, Matt. That was fun.
Yeah, most people don't play craps. Nate, you like craps?
I like craps.
I too, man. Big fan. We pull together. Everybody throws in $20 when we go to Vegas, and everybody throws it on hard ways on craps, and it's like $2,000 we throw on one bet just to see what happens. We've never hit it, it'll be a good trip. Guys, I don't even have anything to talk about this morning. I just heard y'all talking about Vegas and wanted to call in. So,
okay.
Anything special? Anything other than, I know Bama's coming up.
Saban gave us a compliment.
Saban gave us the dreaded vote of confidence.
Said we are playing well.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not a moral victory guy, but what's a good number in this game? I mean, we're playing down there too, so is 3 touchdowns good?
Yeah, I mean, what's the line still, 27.5, Dave?
I haven't checked in a while. I will say
it was a little less than that.
Pruitt never got within 20, so if you can beat that on your first time, as banged up as you are.
God, we're so banged up, man. What's the word on Milton? I saw last night an article. I didn't read it though, but what did he say about him?
Wait, Milton or Hooker?
Hooker, sorry.
Day to day. But he did practice a little bit more yesterday.
All right, well, that's good.
Something. I don't know what. I mean, if you don't have Jabari Small, I don't know how banged up he is, or Tyon Evans. I don't know what the game plan is other than to just drop back and let it fly for 4 quarters and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just get to this game. I think Philly said it a couple days ago. I don't even know if I'd play anybody important, man. If you could just get through this game and worry about the rest of your games and your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get to the bye week, try to get healthy before Kentucky.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
All right, man. See thanks, ya. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for hating on us for not going to Vegas. Appreciate that. Currently, the line is Alabama favored by 24.5 on FanDuel Sportsbook. Over-under set at 66.5. So, there you go. Nick Saban said this is a big game for all of us at Alabama, and they have a tremendous amount of respect for Tennessee and our players. Hmm. They're playing really good football right now, and this is a challenging game on both sides of the ball. The offense is scoring 39 a game. They make a lot of negative plays on defense, so this is a very challenging game for us, said Nick Saban. Josh Heupel has done a really good job of having his team play extremely well, and this is a big game. It's a rivalry game for us, he said. Dave, take that,
Hudson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Says it's significant. He said, for now, this week, it's a rivalry game to me, and I hope it is to everybody in our organization.
That is right. They smoke the cigar every year. Like, I mean, that, like, see, for them, it's like they're so used, like, you know, every year, it's just like, well, I guess it's a rivalry because every year after the game, we smoke a cigar. Granted, I know it's supposed to just go to the winning team, but seeing as they've not lost in God knows when, they kind of get used to it.
I think I understand the joke you're trying to make. I just don't know if the delivery there really fell. but
I mean, like, that's the difference between them beating us and, like, them beating Kentucky or whatever. It's like they actually smoke a cigar here.
Sure. Sure. He was asked about players faking injuries on defense to slow down up-tempo offenses. He basically gave a long-winded answer to say they've never done it at Alabama, but he understands why some teams would use that to their advantage. He says that it's a problem, and there are people way above his pay grade that probably should try to figure that out. He also ended the answer by saying, I probably shouldn't even be trying to answer this question.
Yeah, people are kind of laughing at him for above his pay grade.
Right.
Yeah.
As if anybody in the SEC offices make more than Nick Saban.
I mean, what is that? Come on.
Well, he's...
I mean, I know it's just an expression.
He's just trying to be humble, you know? That's what they've always called him down there, is Humble Nick.
Yep. Did you see him try to joke with the reporter that had the kid on the Zoom call?
No. So was it funny?
He's asking a question.
With a kid?
It wasn't really funny, but because it was Nick Saban going off script, it was slightly funny, if that makes sense. So the reporter's holding like a...
baby.
Yeah.
A toddler.
In between, yeah, right in between that infant toddler, like a crawler, right? So he's holding this baby.
Okay.
And he's asking a question about Hank T. So, you know.
Naturally.
A bit, about how hard it is to... call the defense and run everything in your like first year in the system,
right?
You know,
and well, luckily we just tried to run Alabama's defense, so Hank T probably very familiar with the calls.
So he answered or he asked the question, and Saban said, I want to ask you a question. When are you going to introduce me to the boss right there? And the weirdest part of the whole thing, I thought, was the guy saying, oh yeah, coach, I apologize, my wife's not home yet. I'm on dad duty right now. And then Saban said, well, this is the nicest you've ever been, so maybe he should be around more often or something like that, which was, you know, kind of funny. And the guy then said, I think, two more times, oh, yeah, I apologize. And Saban's like, oh, don't apologize. Like, it was so weird that...
the great Nick Saban sees that I have a child. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, basically, like, the Pope blessing your kid.
I mean, it was...
I'm sorry, sir. It's, I mean, like, no, it's fine. I'm making light of it. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't know. It was really odd. But I don't know if that, I don't know who that reporter is. I don't. It almost,
well,
sounded,
he's already been killed and drug off somewhere, because you just don't do that on a Nick Saban press conference.
Well, it almost sounded like it's one of the reporters that has asked some
questionable questions.
Some questions Saban wasn't a fan of. Maybe, I don't know.
This is the nicest Saban said. This is the nicest you've ever been.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, or, no, he said he might have said, this is the best behavior you've ever been on. It was a weird, I don't know, it's a weird interaction.
I may have to try to find that. He did say he's been surprised by the success Tennessee's having in year one. Said there's no question about that. The question basically said Tennessee could easily be 6-1. Are you surprised at how well they've played? He said, yeah, there's no question about that. They've lost a couple close games. But they have good players, and they've done a good job of overhauling and getting some players in that can make an immediate impact. He then went on to say the runner is the best player on the offensive team, which is just a weird way to say that. The runner is the best player on the offensive team.
Well, I'm glad Nick Saban agrees with us.
Right, yeah. Tyon Evans is really good. He said he's been a little bit injured, but that's why they're one of the top scoring teams in the conference is because. Sorry, I got distracted. Bears, like, have you guys talked about Coastal yet? Yeah, but they lost. Again, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah, wake up on time.
Yeah, seriously.
We did. We talked about it.
Yeah, it was a disappointing loss. They got a 14-0 lead, and then they lost their head. They lost their cool.
Didn't play well.
Lost their poise.
Yep.
Attendance was mandatory, and you were late.
Sad.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, you know, you guys like to overhype the Chadwell love, even though Nate did buy a bobblehead doll, which was...
I was supporting that charity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it
charity is his wife, you know, works.
No, it was nice of you to do that. Yeah. How's old PJ Fleck doing? What's Minnesota looking like this year?
That boat bad. Is sinking.
Bad? Bad.
I mean, they lost to Bowling Green, Houston. Do you remember?
I do.
Our game against Bowling Green?
Yeah, we played like absolute garbage and still beat them by a ton.
We were worried we sucked after we killed them.
Yeah.
Bear will say the Bowling Green thing's just Russell. He's trying to distance
the Minnesota
himself.
Thing. Who's Bear's guy?
Well, he tried to distance himself after what happened last time.
Does Bear have a?
No, he was smart not to pick one this time.
Okay. I thought he went Freeze.
They're big Freeze people.
Freeze just blew.
Their big thing on the drive is to say you watch Coastal games with no pants on.
I saw that.
He wants to know
Did
now
you see
if
what
you
happened to Liberty.
No, what happened to Liberty?
They were a 30-point favorite and lost outright to Monroe.
When?
This past weekend.
Mm. Oh, not good.
Oh, Terry.
Maybe the worm's turning. We got a guy who wouldn't do those things. All the coaches that we were supposedly in on the last few searches are not having great years. I mean, Chad was having a good year, just a weird loss last year. But like Gruden, whew, could you imagine?
Oh, man.
I mean, we were right there.
Well, Tucker's doing well.
Told you.
He was the 1B.
Should have gone Mel Tucker.
Jeez, Philip. Yeah. He'd probably still be here.
Yeah.
I mean, he still comes back every weekend.
He does. Man, you said something. I mean.
Aaron Suttles was the guy's name with the baby. Shawnee has sent me the video. I'm going to watch it here in a second.
Okay. It was, it was Al Wilson.
That's a baby.
Is it a baby?
I mean, like a baby.
Okay. It's not an infant, though, right?
That baby can't walk.
I say a crawler.
I don't know.
I was trying to clarify.
I mean, I don't know. That baby, he's holding him, so the kid could probably get away if he wasn't holding him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was trying to clarify. It's not a toddler. It was not walking.
Learning to walk. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure it out. Because maybe the kid can walk. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'll try to find that.
I don't know what the exact definition of where it goes from infant to, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's not my wheelhouse, buddy.
Infant.
That's not my wheelhouse. I cannot help you there.
Yeah, you hate kids.
That's not true. Why do all these stigmas get thrown out?
I don't know on that one.
Watching games pantless, I hate kids. Why does that happen?
I've never watched a football game pantless. Have you? Think about it.
I don't think so. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
You've never been laying on the couch, just no pants on, no shirt, just chilling?
It's not really. No, I'm not going to say never. I don't. But no.
I'll tell you, man. Like those late night Pac-12 games,
you're sitting there in your underwear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a TV in my bedroom.
We hope there's underwear.
There's a lot of times I wake up at like noon and then just turn on a game and I'm laying there and it's not like I put on pants at that point.
Are you still in bed, though? Or are you?
Oh, I'm still in bed.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, in bed doesn't count, I don't think. But, like, if you have moved to another room, if I've moved to another room to watch
something. I don't know. I don't really wear pants around the house, for being honest.
I'm going to save some comments. I'll keep them to myself.
Sometimes when I'm cleaning upstairs, you know, and I'm like in the sweatpants, start getting hot, it's just easier to take them off for a little bit, finish cleaning.
These are things I don't need to know.
And just throw them back on.
These are things I do not need to know about.
But I don't sit downstairs pantless. I mean, that'd be weird. Strange.
People probably wouldn't recommend this, but a lot of times I'm worried about when I'm cooking food, like the splash coming back on my shirt if I'm like working with like a sauce or something. So I usually just take my shirt off to cook so I don't get my shirt dirty, but I'll still kind of burn myself sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little bit of a dilemma, but I don't know.
I typically sleep in more clothing than normal, apparently. I don't know. Maybe it's my South Carolina roots. Got to stay warm.
What?
It's hot in South Carolina. Like,
right.
So it's so, saying it's colder here.
Yes, yeah, so I'm used to being warm. So, like, my wife will make fun of me because, like, in the winter I'd sleep in a sweatsuit.
A sweatsuit?
Yeah.
Like a long sleeve sweatshirt?
Yeah, like a hoodie.
I can't do that.
You're a serial killer.
Yes.
And sweatpants.
Do you ever sleep in socks?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Are you lying?
It's funny. I paused because we were having this conversation about our son, because as soon as he gets home, his socks go flying off, and they're always in random places, and we're always yelling at him to take his socks up to the dirty clothes. But then he likes to sleep in socks, which we thought was very odd, that he, as soon as he can get rid of them while playing around the
house.
But
he sleeps in socks?
But then he wants to put socks back on to sleep in.
You got
to
change that, man.
That's a problem?
Yeah, it's a big problem. Yeah, big problem. Big. Huge. Huge.
I mean, tell him you need to air your feet out, you know?
Yeah.
Those puppies breathe.
Shawnee's trying to tell me about these things called aprons.
Yes, have you heard of them?
That would have been better if you'd have mispronounced it. Like a
prawn?
Like,
what's an apron?
What is this, an apron?
Apron.
Aaron. We'll come back. Final segment. Hour one. Final segment, hour number one. You watched the video. What do you think?
I'll be damned if Nick Saban doesn't come off as likable in that video.
Yeah.
Of all weeks for him to come off as likable.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Oh, well.
I mean, it'd be worse if we thought like we had a chance to win.
That's right.
We do.
Okay.
Theoretically, yes.
I mean, if Hooker plays.
And they don't.
And Evans? Is Evans back?
Day to day? No, Heupel did say yesterday we should be back to a full stable at the running back position.
And then, you know, I don't know if the weird happens. Like,
I think he said Cooper's looking like he'll be back. Cade is day to day.
All right. I don't know. What are we even hoping for this week? Just don't get hurt.
Competitive, injury-free game. Keep it within, what'd you say, Dave, 20?
Yeah, 22 is the closest Pruitt kept it. So, year one, you can do better than that. I'll take it.
It'd be impressive. I don't know about impressive. It'd be a check the box, one of many.
Maybe we're not that far off, you know? No, it's not Optimism Tuesday, but I'll admit, like, the way I watched Jeremy Pruitt run this organization for 3 years kind of, like, trained me to think, like, there's no chance, like, a lot of these things happen. Maybe just competent coaching. There's an opportunity there. Granted, I mean, I know it's Alabama, but still, like that first half against Florida. Didn't see that coming. Granted, second half didn't go too well.
Yeah, bad third quarter. All right.
I mean, we've had even some good starts occasionally, even when Pruitt was here. You know, you had that Georgia game. We hit the bomb, got up. Then it went to hell after that. But
It did.
Yeah, the Alabama game where the you know, the infamous QB sneak event happened eventually. But even earlier in that game, I mean, you're right there with them. I mean, if those games can start that way, like, how long can we hang around? That's what I want to know. A&M beat them.
A&M's not very good.
Can our defense play close to the level A&M's defense played that night? Because their defensive front was really good. I mean, they pressured Bryce Young, got a lot of sacks.
Well, we are leading the nation in tackles for loss in the Power 5. So we've got that going for us.
Florida ran the ball on Alabama.
True.
I just...
they just have a lot of big, fast, strong athletes.
Well, I think... I don't think this Alabama team is it that they're not as consistent? Are they not as good on the top end? Are they not as deep? Or are they not as consistent as the ones the last couple years? Because they're definitely not. They're missing something.
I think it might be a combination of all that.
I mean, Bryce Young, when he's on fire, is just. I mean, he might not be as quite as good as like Mac Jones played last year, but he's as good as Tua was or Jalen Hurts was. Or I mean, he's right there.
From a talent perspective, yeah, I just don't know that he has all the weapons to throw to that they did.
Are their weapons just a little too young? Like, they got that JoJo Earl kid who's supposed to be, mm-hmm. like,
no, I think
kind of the next Jalen Waddle, but he's a true freshman, and he's not really catching that many balls.
And they lost a lot, so there's not a bunch of upperclassmen leadership positions.
That was any good just went on and got drafted. But at the A&M game, definitely. Did anybody watch the Mississippi State Alabama game, Davey?
No.
You're a big pirate guy. Did you watch that?
No, I was with you. And then, I was late. I left the tailgate, tried to come back here, realized this was too far of a walk for that short amount of a time. Mm. And then Tennessee had started, and I didn't get a chance.
You walked here?
You walked halfway. Yeah.
And then?
Just kept going. Where'd you get picked up?
Not too far past the intersection of where Kingston Pike and is that Neelan?
Why were you way down there?
The top of the hill?
Yeah.
Okay. Where Neelan becomes Concord?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You should have cut through Tyson Park.
Look at you.
I've told them this while you were out.
He told me multiple times.
I told him the way to go from here to the stadium.
It was getting dark. I wasn't very familiar with that path. I was like, all right. But then I realized if I went that way and I wanted an Uber, I think it'd be hard to find a spot.
Yeah, it crosses Concord down there. That would have been kind of your last moment to catch an Uber. But it's not that far at that point.
You
walked all the way up that hill for no reason.
I was dehydrated.
You just cut around that hill.
I was tired.
You go through the park. It's flat.
Were you drunk?
A little bit.
So you were walking it off.
I wasn't really drunk, actually.
Are you lying?
So you were near the rugby field? Like up the hill from the rugby field?
I was past that. Okay. Like, if I was probably less than a quarter mile away from Safety City.
Safety City's down this way?
Duh. What are you doing? You don't know where Safety City is? How do you even stay safe if you don't know where Safety City is?
I've been.
That's a good point.
It was fun.
How old were you?
Fourth, fifth grade, maybe?
Yeah.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't that far, just right through there. You'd have made it. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
I have no idea. I mean, it seems like Alabama kind of completely refocused after the loss, pounded the crap out of Mississippi State.
Well, the good news is it doesn't sound like they'll be faking injuries this week. Okay. I suppose unless they get down.
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
He did say it works to slow down the pace of play.
Well, here's a question for you. Should we fake injuries every play against Alabama to either A, try and stay in the game, or B, just probably not win this game anyway, use it to send a message that they need to fix it?
I'd be for it. I'd be for it.
I mean, it's petty, but be the change is what they say, you know?
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Yep, there you go.
I'd hate to be labeled as that team, but and that's one of the most frustrating parts about this past weekend.
That's why you got to do it every play when the game starts. Just maybe every play in the first quarter, and then you can quit doing it. Because then it's very obvious it's a protest and not like we're trying to hide it. I mean, just make it as obvious as possible. Like right before every snap, just have a guy just fall over. Kaplunk.
Someone said it was Kiffin did it after every first down we would pick up and then after every second down. So he get, you know, we get a first down, sub the platoon. We'd get ready for a third down, sub the platoon.
That was most common. I don't know about everyone, but yeah.
It was close. Cheater.